welcome back to another episode of Something to Talk About. I'm back once again, a bit later this week, on a Monday, not the usual Saturday release. But how are you doing this week, James? How you been doing?
Hi, Louis. Hello, everyone. I've got a new mic. Not sure if it sounds any better, but hello, nevertheless.
We'll see about that. Good week in Cornwall. Not too bad.
Nice, very nice. Yeah.
Glad to be back on the pod again. It's my full-time job at the moment.
Full-time job, yeah, because we definitely get paid for this.
I'm making a loss. Genuinely, you have to pay like £12 a month just to upload it.
If you'd like to send in your PayPal, we'd be very thankful.
I actually did set up a PayPal link for this.
Really? Did you actually?
So, yeah, so people can donate if they want to.
Why is it not in the Instagram bio?
Oh, I don't know, actually. It's in the podcast description every week now.
We should definitely put it in the Instagram bio.
But yeah, you know what? We actually topped the 9th best podcast in the Philippines last week after we encouraged everyone to do it.
Yeah, 9th best, everyone. Thank you if you did share it.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully we can get to the number one day. I think we slipped down to the 24th during the week, but we climaxed at 9th.
Interesting choice of words.
Yeah, lovely stuff. anything else you want to talk about before we kick off into our first topic?
No, it's not really anything that doesn't need to be covered that we've already got as notes.
No? So what are we talking about first, James? What have we got down?
Well, our first topic we have is face masks and mandatoriness of them. Should they be mandatory? Should they not?
Yes. So there's been a bit of a debate in the last few weeks whether we should be wearing face masks or not due to coronavirus and that, all that good stuff. wrong choice of words there. But what do you think about wearing a mask or not to start off with?
I personally haven't had to wear one yet because I don't really go into shops and stuff. But I'd be very happy to wear one. I personally don't feel weird wearing a mask. Mm-hmm. And I think they are good from what I've heard.
You'll have to wear one on the 24th of July.
Yeah, me and my family bought a bunch.
Yeah, so have we. But I think the issue with the masks and wearing them isn't, I don't think people's, like, how they look personally. I don't think they mind about how they look. I think it's to do with people's rights and their opinions on them. They don't want to be tracked and told what to do by the government. So that being told to wear face masks, being told to do track and trace, all that stuff, they want to be free, if you know what I mean. They don't want to be told they have to do this and be watched by the government and be told they have to wear masks whenever.
Yeah, I think that's a bit silly saying that, to be honest, because that's like saying, oh, I'm going to refuse to wear my seatbelt. I'm going to refuse to drive on the right side of the road because the government told me to do it.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
There was this massive protest in Hyde Park recently with loads of anti-mask protesters set up by the organisation Keep Britain Free.
Oh, dear.
I mean, just saying, I don't agree with the fact that people are protesting against wearing masks. Obviously, you should be doing that, whether you like it or not. I mean, I have had to wear them on public transport and whatever. But the problem I find with it is that my mouth gets really dry and then it kind of stinks.
Yeah. I mean, the one problem I've always had with any kind of mask is I've got, anyone who knows me will know this, I have quite a large nose.
Ah, right.
Like protruding out of my face. So like the mask will squash it down and it gets a bit uncomfortable. But I'm willing to sacrifice that for safety of others.
Aren't you a good boy?
Just a great person I am.
There was this study done suggesting that if every single person in America wore a mask for, I think it was 6 weeks straight, America would have the virus under control completely.
Is that a proof or is that a theory?
Well, obviously it's not proof because it hasn't been tried before, but...
I mean, like, is that like...
In theory, that's evidence? I don't know if there's evidence, but the study suggests that if that was to happen, it would significantly reduce the transmission of it and would have only
control within
weeks.
Yeah.
Like
when you hear that, I just think, yeah, that sounds about right.
Well, it's just, at the moment, we're struggling at the moment to get past this, and we just had the biggest global increase, daily increase in cases last week. And you just think, people can just wear masks for a few weeks just to slow it down.
I mean, all you have to do is wear it outside as well. Like when you're in your house, which you are most of the time.
Yeah. Honestly, all you have to do is wear it on public transport, shops, crowded places. That's it.
Yeah.
I think it seems simple.
I don't know if this is true, but I feel like just from what I've seen online, the whole not wearing masks thing is a bigger thing in America. Because, you know, in America, a lot of people are like, oh, last time I woke up, it was a free country and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, it's funny you say that, because I saw a post on Instagram by, do you know Bloomberg? Like, Bloomberg, the company?
No.
I follow a Bloomberg business on Instagram, and they put a post up saying, actually, 70% of Americans think they should be wearing face masks. However, only 38% of Brits think the same.
Oh, wow. That is so surprising, actually.
Yeah, it seems like British people would be the opposite to what you're saying.
Maybe it's because, maybe it's like, I'm surprised that because like the areas we live in, like, well, everyone around me who I've met are completely full face masks.
I don't really see that many people wearing them. Still,
I've seen a few. I mean, if I'm honest, I don't really get out of the house that much. And if I do, it's like in the car to go to like see my dad or something. So like, people don't really wear them in their own cars. But to be fair, actually, I went past a bus today, and I think there was like five people in the bus, and they were all wearing masks.
I guess the bus driver can reject people from getting on the bus if they're not wearing one. So, I mean, we're both really for the masks being worn.
Yeah. I mean, I can see the argument why you'd be against it, because, like, you're being made to do something. But then, like I said, I think it's just the same as, like, driving on the right side of the road, putting your seatbelt on, doing the speed limit, not murdering people.
Mm. Also, if you're, like, morally a good person, you would have no problem with it. Like, it's just just a temporary thing to get us past this.
I think a lot of people are just kicking off about it because there's any excuse to sort of go against, like, or like, oh, fuck the system, like, I don't like the government, all that kind of stuff. There's an excuse to do that, basically.
Yeah, so I think it's interesting how we can significantly reduce the spread of the virus within weeks if everyone just wore a mask. Like, I know it's difficult to get everyone to wear a mask, but if the majority of people are doing it, it just would be a lot better, wouldn't it? Just for a while, just do it for a bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like they're asking you to glue a mask to your face for 24/7. They're just asking, when you go to the shops, please could you wear this mask?
Yeah, honestly, there's no problem with it.
But I mean, also, I've heard things about people saying, like, they get uncomfortable with it, like medical reasons.
What kind of medical reasons?
I mean, I've heard stuff like, my mom does wear a mask, but she says she doesn't like it because she feels very claustrophobic. And I can obviously imagine some people who are actually claustrophobic might find that a bit sort of distressing, maybe having to have that on their face for like hours.
Yeah, well, the only thing I would say is just that I get really dehydrated and my lips get really crispy.
I guess that's because you're not like...
Yeah, there's no air, is there?
Mm.
That's the only thing I'd say. But also, like, another quick coronavirus...
You could just carry a water bottle around with you.
You could. But then you have to take your mask off to drink it.
I think you're allowed to just pull it down for 2 seconds to take a drink.
What if you cough in that 2 seconds?
Then just don't.
Easier said than done. But another quick update for you regarding coronavirus.
COVID,
yes. The UK has actually secured a deal with several companies to have 90 million coronavirus vaccines distributed around the UK.
Oh, that's good news.
not obviously they don't know 100% if all of them are going to work, but it's a good step forward.
Yeah, it's definitely.
It's looking like a vaccine is very close at the moment, and we're like the leading country with that.
Yeah, it's good.
Right, James, so moving on to our next topic, I'm going to be talking to you, and you'll be talking to me about global fertility rates.
And we just lost 100 viewers.
We have. So if you're still with us after I said that, just hear me out for a second and let me give you a minute to explain what I'm saying, because it's actually quite interesting and it's not like something you'd hear from your high school geography lessons. So what I'm talking about by global fertility rates, as in birth rates around the world, is there's been a new study, and this has been all over the BBC. It's a study by the Lancet Medical Journal, and it warns of a jaw-dropping impact on society. And this is because...
Have your jaws to drop.
I hope they have. After I read out these statistics, they will have been. Like, this is actually very interesting. So, essentially, with the birth rate dropping all over the world at the moment, apart from Africa, it's going to have a major impact on global population sizes. So...
How major an impact, Louis? Tell them.
Well, I will tell you. There's several countries that will be impacted the most by this, and I'll read them out now. Japan, Italy, China, Iran, Brazil, India, and Nigeria will all have big population changes by the end of the century. So the Japanese population will halve by the end of the century.
Jesus.
That's
major.
It will have the oldest population in the world. The elderly will account for 35% of the population by 2040. In Italy, the population is expected to more than half by the end of the century.
That's quite unexpected from Italy.
Well, they have the lowest birth rate in the world, really? I believe. Yeah. China's population will peak in 4 years' time, and then I think it will fall from about 1.3 million now to about 700 million by the end of the century. Brazil will fall by 47 million by 2100.
Jesus.
India is expected to overtake China as the most populous country in the world by 2100. Their population is expected to drop by 2 million by the end of the century. And Nigeria and Iran have a few other statistics, which I won't bother reading out. And just a quick note on the UK, we're going to be one of the least affected countries by this. Yeah, we do. Our population will peak... I can't remember what year it will be, but it's going to peak at 74 million. And we're currently at 66 million, if you didn't know that. And it will then fall to 70 million by the end of the century. So we're only going to lose about 4 million of our population.
Quick question. How do they know this? What it's going to be like in a century?
Because you can predict how many people are being born by the fertility rates. So I'll explain that. To have a sustainable population, you need a fertility rate of 2.1. In countries like Italy, it's fallen to about 1.
Oh, wow. See, I'm surprised about Italy, because when you think of Italy, you kind of think of they're very much into, like, their family, aren't they?
Yeah.
But they're very much into families, or, like, quite passionate people.
I don't know the causes for all of this, and I don't think we'll go into that, but I just wanted to talk about the impact it will have on society and global population. So... the biggest impact of this is going to be an elderly population. So the amount of old people in the world is going to grow exponentially, because no one's been born, and obviously we get older and older. So as we're getting towards the end of the century, there's going to be so many more over 80s than there are compared to the rest of the population. So you're going to have like a massive elderly population, but there's going to be no young people to support them.
Yeah, because I mean, like, you mean sort of like carers and stuff like that.
Well, carers, and to keep an economy going, you need to have money, like, being paid in tax to pay for elderly care.
Obviously, people retire and stuff.
All that stuff.
That's so.
It's pretty scary.
Did you say it's the most affected?
Japan and Italy are going to be the most affected by this.
It's quite surprising.
But it's also quite, like, think about just cities and towns. If populations in countries just halve, that's like half of cities and towns across that country.
Yeah, that's quite mad to think. I mean,
there's going to be loads of abandoned buildings and everything.
Yeah, I think most people are sort of under the sort of agreement that like there's like possibly too many people, because you know there's a lot of having to like, it's in this country as well, it's a lot of like building more houses,
overcrowding
on land and stuff like this, overcrowding. I think in Japan, is it Japan, am I thinking of correctly, that's very, very overcrowded in terms of living space?
I think, yeah, possibly there might be. Possibly. I don't know for sure on that. But it's a good point that there are many benefits to having a small population. So you, obviously there would be less starvation, much more food for us, no more homelessness, no more like overpollution.
Would it make things cheaper, like food and just in general, because there'd be less demand?
Obviously, if there's less people around, they're not going to be producing as much. So there'll be less supply anyway. And obviously, with less workers building things and working in an economy, there'll be less supply overall for everything. So I think it will even itself out time, because with supply and demand and all that. But yeah, I just think it's really interesting.
It is quite interesting.
Might have bored you lot. I don't really care. I want to talk about this. If you don't like what we're talking about, get your questions in at STTA_podcast Instagram or the email somethingabouttalking@gmail.com.
Someone got their question in, didn't they, Lily? That's our next topic.
They did. They want us to talk about supernatural theories, really.
Would you like to expand on that?
Yeah, so if you listen to the mental health podcast we did the other week.
You definitely should.
You definitely should. That one's done very well. I kind of mentioned the fact that it's quite comforting to me to know that there's like something higher up and like there's a plan for you and all that stuff. And I think that what they're trying to get at here is what I meant by that. And maybe to expand on that, to make it a proper topic, any supernatural theories we have in general. So, James, kicking off, is there anything superstitious you believe in at all? Could be ghosts, could be anything.
Aliens don't count as supernatural, yeah. do they? They do. All right, okay. Here's a theory that, you know, I wouldn't say I believe it, but I wouldn't dismiss this. I do find it a very interesting theory. Do you know how obviously, well, I say obviously, I have to be sensitive to our religious listeners if there are any, in the science, the world of science, we believe that evolution, we evolved from sort of, you know, chimps and apes and stuff.
Yeah.
And we are very similar in our DNA, aren't we?
Yeah.
But we're also very, very different to a chimpanzee. Like when you see a chimp like swing around in a tree in a banana, you see a human, you know, like all the things humans have done, like building infrastructure and stuff. So I heard a very interesting theory, and you might say I've been listening to Joe Rogan too much, but I think this is quite interesting, that humans are a product of aliens, sort of, what's the word, like bioengineering with chimps. So like aliens came years and years ago, sort of put like maybe, like either they sort of crossbreeded, there's a couple of, like they might have crossbred with chimps, or they were injected chimps with something that made them like the evolution speed up. And that's why we are so similar in DNA, yet it's very different. I think that's quite an interesting theory.
That is quite an interesting one. Do you believe in aliens?
I definitely believe there's something out there, just like
there has to
by
be.
Sheer statistics. Yeah. I think it's odd though, because like we have, you know, like the sort of general theory of aliens is they're millions of years advanced in technology to us. But I think it's very possible that there's planets like ours where they're still in the like the chimp phase of evolution, or even further back than that.
Oh yeah, for sure. We could very well be the most developed of anyone.
Yeah.
The FBI released images of unidentified objects,
yeah,
didn't they? Was, like official videos of that they couldn't explain a few weeks ago. So that's quite interesting.
Although I feel like because the FBI officially released them, they're not going to officially tell everyone that, yeah, this is an alien, are they?
So I feel there's this theory that with them releasing that they're slowly drip feeding us
information. Yeah, I heard that, because that's quite an interesting one, because they couldn't just come out and tell us, if aliens are real, they couldn't just come out and tell us that.
Everyone would go mad, though.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I wouldn't go mad, but I'd definitely have some concerns depending on what the information was. But yeah, some people go mad. And obviously, if that was true, a lot of like religious people, that would just completely like destroy their whole life, wouldn't it?
Yeah, for sure. Are there any other supernatural theories you believe in? Because I'm actually very opinionated on this. I have a lot to say.
Massively invested in ghosts, to be honest. No. Like, I'm not really against, I don't dismiss it. I'm not like, oh, there's no way that they're real. Mm. But I'm not a big believer in ghosts either. I'm not very into it. But I know you've had some experiences.
Yeah, like the first kind of like supernatural experiences I had, I will talk about ghosts. And there's a few other things other than ghosts I'll talk about after this. But I've had three big ghost experiences, which make me think like there are spirits or some, I don't know, like whatever you want to call them.
Like an afterlife.
Yeah, like existing. So the first experience, this is the most, I'll go from like lowest to worst. Like, you know what I mean? Like the most normal to the most abnormal. So the first one is, I was lying in bed one night, trying to get to sleep. You know how you do, just lying there, trying to sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I was lying on my side, facing the wall, and all of a sudden...
That's the first mistake.
Yes. I don't do it anymore.
Never put your back to the vulnerable side.
This thing, I felt something tap my shoulder very hard.
Like a hand
tapping it. Like as if someone was tapping me to wake me up. And I obviously turn around, there's nothing there, which was, you know, obviously proper weird. I don't know if I imagined it or not.
I think maybe you could say that, you know, when you're in that sort of state where you're half asleep, you know, you know, like everyone will know, like they're falling asleep and then they're falling and wake up.
Oh, I hate that, yeah.
It could be like that, maybe.
Potentially, yeah. But it's only happened once. That happens to me a lot.
Mm.
Yeah, but I will just say quickly, I live in a house which is about 350 years old, so...
Yeah, your house is quite old, isn't it?
There's definitely a chance there could be something in the house. Like, it could be haunted, for example. And I'll move on to the second point, which almost definitely proves there's something in my house. When I was younger, probably, I think, like 12 or something, I think my parents popped out and I was home alone for a little bit. And I was in my living room, and all of a sudden... all the cupboards in my kitchen just start like smashing shut, like that's all the time for about 5 minutes straight. Really just cupboards in my kitchen just shutting all the time. I was like, there's no one in the house. I didn't go in and look because obviously, what the hell's going on?
I would have ran out of the house.
And I was like terrified of that. So I just like sat like in the corner by my front door waiting for my parents to come home.
I would have just walked out of the house. Like, oh, I wouldn't have. I would have ran out of the house.
I know, but I was only like 12. I didn't really want to go out by myself.
Didn't really live in a dangerous area.
True. I could have done. I don't know. But that was
maybe the spirits are holding you in the house.
That was an awful experience, and I can't explain that at all.
That one does sound like real weird.
Third one, which is even more weird, and this wasn't in my house. I was driving along a country lane. I think it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. Maybe a bit earlier than that. Maybe 1 o'clock's a bit too late. I can't remember. But it's like pitch black, obviously. I got my main beam on. And I come around the corner and there's a man, not a proper man, like an outline of a man in the middle of the road, just stood there.
Like a silhouette.
Yeah. And I slowed down to about 30 miles per hour as I'm approaching this person because they're still not moving. And I get really slow as I approach him or her.
So you thought it was like a crazy person?
Yeah. And then bolts into a bush.
Well, like sprints?
Yeah, like not faster than a sprint, like gone.
Whoa.
And then I just zoomed off back home, obviously, after that. But that, like, they're my three experiences regarding ghosts or spirits or anything like that, whatever you want to call them. I can't explain any of them. Maybe the first one you can explain, but the other two, it's just weird.
Yeah, like the first one you can rationalise that, but those other two sound weird. And what's, I think, weird about this is, and I'm sure it's quite annoying for you telling these stories, is, like, I could just, or anyone would say, yeah, that's BS, mate. Like, you're just making it up. Because, like, we haven't seen it, and there's no way you could have proved that.
Oh, yeah. I can't prove it, and, you know, I won't complain if you'd say it's false.
It sounds very weird.
Also, in my house, I haven't experienced this, but everyone else in my house has experienced this. So my staircase kind of comes down and then, like, turns to the left as you come down
into my living room. And it goes down a couple more steps.
Yeah, into my living room. And then, so there's like a little landing bit, like midway down the stairs. And my parents have said, and I think my sister has as well, like, sometimes they see, or they think they see someone stood there. And then they look and there's nothing there, obviously. But they just feel like something's there looking at them. Like, it's just weird. I can't explain it at all.
That's very weird.
But moving on from ghosts, I want to talk about stuff like afterlife, kind of, like what actually happens.
That's a very interesting topic.
For example, there's stories like people have died and gone to heaven and come back again and said they've seen family members or whatever. Like, little kids have gone to heaven, come back, they say, and they've seen family members and they know everything about these people, but they've never met them and they don't know anything about them, but they can tell you everything about them after coming back from the dead.
You mean the child's born and then just talking, they start saying things?
No, like a 4-year-old, for example. You know when people die for like 90 seconds and then they come back?
Oh, yeah, they go like, yeah. Is it like cardiac arrest or something? Yeah. A heart attack or something like
that. So they, kids do sometimes have that, like the stories of that happening, and they go up to heaven and they come back, and they come out with all these stories.
Yeah, that's weird. I heard one as well. I heard this a while ago. It's about a kid who not been. I don't know if it was like. I feel like the story. I don't know what happened to him. But anyway, he was like. What they say, like, when they're like classified as dead, but they can still sort of revive them, kind of thing. So he was in an ambulance on the way back, went to the hospital after this incident. It might have been like a bike crash or something. He was a little kid. And he said that he had an out-of-body experience, so he was watching it all happening.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he was like saying to his mum, oh, yeah, I know that you were there and stuff, because she was in the ambulance with him. And they were like, how do you know that? Like, you were dead. And he was like, oh, no, I saw it all.
So he was watching himself.
Yeah, like so he claims that, so he was dead in this ambulance, but he sort of had like an out of body experience, and he was like watching this all happening, like the ambulance going to the hospital. I heard this ages ago, and it was just like, I just caught it as part of like a TV program. But yeah, I've heard things like that before, and the weird ones. I think the really weird ones are when kids are born, and when they start talking about a previous life.
Oh, yeah.
And the parents will do research and this person actually existed.
Yeah,
and the kids have got the information I've heard about bang that. On.
That's very weird. Do you believe in reincarnation?
Again, not really, because, like, it's one of those things, there's no, you can't prove it, can you?
Yeah, you can't prove any of these, but it's. I think they're interesting to talk about.
Yeah, I kind of like to think from my point of view that when you die, you just, that's it. You just sort of stop it existing.
Yeah, but I never
kind of like to. I kind of like to think that, just because I don't want anything bad to happen to me, like an afterlife or something.
But it could be a good afterlife. The thing is, I never discount any of these theories, because like no one knows at all.
Yeah. Like,
no one's wrong with this. Anything could happen.
Hmm.
In my opinion, and another reason I believe in all this kind of stuff, like an afterlife, if you want to call that. My mum always says. Like, she used to be a nurse, and she always used to say, like, when people were, like, about to die or whatever, or going to die, and they survived, they'd say they saw, like, all they could see was really bright lights.
Yeah,
as if they were going up to something.
Yeah.
Which I think that, like, that's a recurring theme with a lot of people.
Mm. Maybe you could link that into the simulation theory.
Yeah, I was going to talk about this actually.
Like, oh, that's you coming out of like, well, let's say The Matrix, for example.
Mm. Do you mean the simulation theory as in...
We are in a simulation.
Yeah.
Well, when you're dying, that's like you're coming, like the light you're seeing is like you're coming out of that simulation.
Yeah.
And then they bring you back.
Mm. Well, I watched a... I think, I don't know if you've seen it or not, there's this film called The Truman Show. I watched it the other night.
Yeah, it's really good. It's a movie. Yeah, it's a good movie, that is.
So if you haven't seen that, it's basically a film. It's got Jim Carrey in it.
Jim Carrey.
Is that how you say it? Carrey. Yeah. Either.
It's actually... Jim Carrey is very good in it, actually. Because he does this classic, like, goofy Jim Carrey thing, but he also does a bit of serious stuff.
Yeah, it's the best film I've seen him, actually.
Yeah.
But essentially what it is... It's like a massive set inside a dome. It's like all the weather, a TV set. So all the weather's controlled. All the people within this place are actors, and he is the main person in this film. And he was like born and bred in this world, and he believes it's all real. Whereas everyone else around him was an actor pretending.
So it's like he was taken at birth to put in this show. So it's like an island off like the shore, and it's in this massive dome, and everyone in the island is a paid actor in the know, and it's all broadcasted. So there's hidden cameras, like it tells you how many cameras there are. It's like hundreds of thousands, and everyone's watching it at home, and it's like the world's most popular show, and everyone knows that it's all fake, apart from this guy Truman.
Yeah, and he can't escape either because they've made him scared of water after his dad died.
They put into his sort of like, they sort of set up as a thing when he was a kid that his dad died and like drowned. So he's scared of water because that's the only way out. But we won't say any more actually.
It's a great film. Do you ever think to yourself you're in a simulation or you're...
I don't think it would be like the Truman thing because I think if it was like that.
Oh yeah. It wouldn't be a TV show, but do you believe like everyone else around you is just like your imagination, or like?
No, when I think of like the simulation thing, I think of like we all think it's real, but like to me and you, my mum, my dad, like all our aunties, uncles, and that stuff, like we're all like to us it's all real, and like to everyone else it's all real. But like there's like that, like, when people talk of like a higher power, like the higher power is the simulation. And certain, like certain things, even though like we're like everyone doesn't know about it, but there are certain things that like, so like maybe like world leaders and stuff, they're in on it. That would be an interesting thing.
But yeah, I think maybe like you mean like government cover-ups.
Yeah, like lots going on. Or you know, when people say like, oh, when you have deja vu, that's like a glitch.
Yeah.
Have
you seen real life glitches?
I've seen like the BS ones on TikTok.
Oh, okay,
but it's like, oh, I poured this glass of water and water went in the other glass.
No, that isn't what I've seen. It's like, for example, the Pope's just finished a speech on his balcony and he's walking back inside and then just disappears instantly.
I haven't seen that. But it's the Pope's like very shifty.
I don't know if they're real or not. But what I was going to say a minute ago, you know, like on GTA, for example, or like a game like that.
Yeah.
When you're driving like an
open
around.
World game.
Yeah. Like when you're going around, one part of the map isn't actually there. You only see what's in front of you, like around
it's like
you.
Loaded
time.
In.
Yeah. So, is that what happens in real life? So, am I now only seeing what's around me? Like, is a town nearby not actually there at the moment? It's only there when I get there. I know this sounds stupid, but is that could be...
Yeah, I think if you're going with that theory, then that would only work if you were the only person, the only real thing.
Mm.
So, like, that would mean that...
But am I the only real thing? Like,
you'd have to know that as... Yeah. If I'm to you not real, then I wouldn't actually be existing right now.
Are you part of the simulation I'm living in?
Mm.
Like, you've just been created to live in my mind, for example.
I'm just zeros and ones.
I don't get the reference.
Ah, it's a Matrix reference.
Sorry. I'm sure a listener will get that, and I appreciate it.
You've not seen The Matrix?
No.
You need to, there's a brilliant franchise, actually. It's not just one film. That's really good, that is.
I'll check it out.
You should absolutely watch it.
Yeah, I reckon that's all my kind of theories I have. Anything
else? We went quite in deep with that one, didn't we?
Yeah, it's quite a lot to say, actually.
We could actually maybe, if anybody would want this, if you're still listening, to do a whole episode of like conspiracies and like theories and stuff.
Yeah, that would be quite interesting. There's a lot of theories and conspiracy theories. I even believe in the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a bit of a shit conspiracy.
There was another sighting of him.
Because it's like, if it's true, it's like, great. And what?
What, mate, there's a flipping monster just living in a lake. That's sick.
Yeah. Anything else you wanted to say, Louis?
No, I think that answers that question.
All right, cool. Thank you for sending in that question. Remember, guys, any topic you want, send them in, email, Instagram, whatever.
Yeah, make sure you're sending those questions in, because we've realised some of you aren't responding to the podcast like you were originally, and we need to get you back under control.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, like, so originally, when we set up the Instagram, we'd put up like a poll or something, and we'd get some good engagement. And we didn't get any engagement, really, did we?
Nah.
Well, but we got the same amount of viewers.
Yeah. Four.
Please give us.
We haven't got a loyal fan base. We need to build a loyal fan base. The only loyal fan base we've got is in the Philippines. Why?
Yeah. Come on, guys. You need to big up the Filipinos.
Yeah. Be up the Philippines. Right. Right, let's wrap it up there, James, shall we?
Yeah, we'll wrap it up there. Cool. That was a fun one, that was.
Yep, make sure you send your questions in once again, and apologies for this one being a bit late. We'll be back to the usual Saturday routine now.
Yeah, also, actually, we will take a bit of blame for not actually putting on the Instagram a question thing.
Yeah.
That we usually do, but we'll definitely do that on the story, so look out for that when this goes up.
Yep. Make sure you're being vigilant.
Stay alert.
Yes, all that good stuff. So, thank you for listening, and we will see you in the next one.
Thank you.